All the questions I've asked you so far, John, are questions submitted by individuals who were seeking a second or third opinion. I have a question myself that I want to ask you. You've talked about a number of very rich and fascinating and useful approaches and techniques people can use to be able to get relief from their symptoms. When you look at what happened with you personally, is there anything that floats to the top as being the most helpful to you personally?
Yes, there is, and I have written about this, and I do base my advice and research on my own experience. The interesting thing is that I didn't really see how important this was until I'd actually recovered. And I was walking a dark road, if you like, and needed to try many, many, many things before I found the way to wellness. But the most important thing in my recovery was learning that I not only was able to be loved and worthy of being loved, but I could actually love myself with all my faults and all my mistakes in the past and all the hard lessons that I had learned, that I was a beautiful being and I was able to be loved. And when I realized that, then I was able to walk away from people who said they loved me but in fact abused me emotionally, or people I call emotional vampires. They wanted to suck me dry for whatever satisfaction or whatever they gained from that. And it was this realization that I am a beautiful creature even when I was at my ugliest. And I was, you know, by worldly terms, pretty ugly back there in 1995 and 96. You know, my face was twisted and I was drooling and I shook and fell over a lot, and people often mistook me when I could walk for being very drunk because I swayed and stumbled and ran into walls or doorways. I mumbled incoherently and I was often incontinent, and so, you know, often I was stained with my own urine. And so he was a pretty unlovable creature, and yet I learned that I was beautiful. And when I realized that, I found people around me who recognized that I was and am beautiful. And this was the number one key to making everything else work. Yes, there were physical therapies and there were other activities. I saw counselors, and I found people who could help me laugh. I meditated daily, often more than once daily, and I joined in a meditation circle every week. But in the end, the most important and the most critical part of getting well was my growing understanding that I am beautiful and I am lovable and I could love myself.